This spring, the federal economic stimulus package started doling out its $787 billion. And a whopping 1/200,000th of it, that's $3.8 million, went to Rochester, New York for the expansion of Art Walk, the town's funky urban sculpture trail. That is pretty good news in a place where the local employer, Kodak, has laid off more than half its workforce during the last 5 years. But not everybody was thrilled that a public art project was getting a chunk of the stimulus money. We sent Dave Johns to Rochester to follow the money.
So I'm going to go now and order some custard.
Okay. Because Abbott's is the best.
I should get...
Peanut butter treat is mad good.
Peanut butter treat is mad good.
Chocolate almond.
Chocolate almond.
Get them all. Get
on a hot spring day in Rochester, there is only one thing to do. Head directly to Abbott's frozen custard and eat.
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah. Huh. Peanut butter. Peanut butter Reese's Pieces. Peanut butter cup sundae. Peanut butter treat. Vanilla peanut butter treat. That's what I want. Can I have a vanilla peanut butter treat?
Enjoy.
Thank you, I will.
Oh, yeah. I can confirm.
Oh, my God.
Abbott's custard is mad good.
Peanut butter treat.
Hello, you out?
Peanut butter treat.
I was in Rochester to learn more about the city's plans to extend a project called Art Walk. It's a quirky urban walking path lined with sculptures of things like giant pencils and umbrella-shaped bus shelters. It was my sincere hope that most of my reporting could take place in close proximity to the custard stand.
Have you ever heard of Art Walk?
Uh-uh. You have a sprinkle on your hair.
Strike one. But there were other customers who knew about Art Walk. Donald Godorf was polishing off a double scoop, something he's been doing in Rochester for a long time.
My full life, 65 years.
Godorf worked at Kodak for 30 years until he was ushered into an early retirement. In the 1980s, Kodak had more than 60,000 Rochester-based employees. Today, there are fewer than 9,000. I asked Godorf about Art Walk. He was not so thrilled it had gotten federal stimulus money.
Yeah, I would question money going to the arts because there's never enough money for the kids in the city.
He's not the only skeptic. In April, Fox News pounced on Art Walk as a political football.
Rochester, New York, and they want to spend $3.8 million in stimulus money to extend an art walk. I think we might have some pictures of that beautiful art walk. This, by the way, is a city that will have to cut police jobs. And for the last two decades, it was one of the murder capitals in all of New York State. And now they're going to have to lay off police officers because they're giving money to the art walk.
So what exactly is this art walk thing? Doug Rice gave me a tour. He dreamt up the idea of art walk 10 years ago.
And you'll notice every 10 feet, there's a piece of art smushed into the concrete. So look at this one here, and you can see this is based on the skyline of the city of Rochester, but in a kind of recurring geometric pattern. This one's kind of like a psychedelic eyeball. It's art.
I couldn't make out the psychedelic eyeball. To me, it looked like a fried egg sandwich. But whatever. What I could see was that Art Walk was a great place for a stroll. Mayor Robert Duffy thinks it's just the kind of community project Rochester needs to attract capital and creative entrepreneurs. And he says the city is already seeing a return on its investment.
Property values have gone up in this neighborhood over 60% since 2002. That is a phenomenal jump. This is no Bridge to Nowhere project.
I met the mayor at a cafe called Starry Nights. It's in an elegant Flatiron building at the heart of the art trail.
So if you walk up and down the street with all the shops you see that weren't open before, including the one we're in right now, which I bet they employ maybe 6 to 10 people. These were jobs that were created based on this investment because these shops and restaurants were not open 10 or 15 years ago.
Actually, that's not entirely true. There was a shop here back then, but it didn't specialize in coffee.
Cocaine used to be the main product. That's what they sold. They sold beer, but the main product was cocaine.
Paul Kramer owns the building. He says the neighborhood's been improving for at least 15 years, since even before the art trail came in. And he says the best thing Art Walk did was reclaim street space from car traffic.
This was a superhighway 15 years ago. You know, and that's the problem. You can't have that. In order to do the rest of this, you have to make it pedestrian-friendly. The art is almost secondary.
In fact, if you look at the numbers, the art is secondary. Out of $3.8 million in stimulus, only $600,000 will pay for art. The rest will cover traffic-calming road improvements like new street lamps and raised intersections.
I hike in this neighborhood. Obviously, that's what we were doing. It's just wonderful because it's all walkable.
Miriam Shapiro was resting on a bench shaped like a crashing ocean wave. But making a city nicer for walking is not the same thing as boosting its economy. Kent Gardner is an economist at a Rochester think tank. He doubts the project will have much of an impact.
This money is not being used to provide an incentive for Toyota to build an assembly plant. That's not what it's for. The Art Walk is not designed to be job creating. Again, it's a good project, but strictly, is it making the economy of the Rochester area bigger? I just don't think it is.
Gardner often conducts economic impact assessments for the city. And he says that for Art Walk to truly stimulate Rochester's economy, it needs to attract tourist dollars from outside the metro area, which he doesn't think it will do.
It's too small. It's got a localized impact.
So does that mean the extension should be designed with out-of-towners in mind? William Cochran, a public art consultant who's helping Rochester with Art Walk, bridles at the very suggestion.
It's not about building tourist attractions. You can do that without going through all the difficulties public art takes. It's easy. You get the biggest ball of twine in the world and put a sign by the highway. This is a whole different process. This involves a more authentic link to the spirit of the community, the identity of the place, and it has to be built on that or it's not valuable.
One valuable thing Art Walk will contribute is temporary work. Government estimates suggest it will create 50 to 100 jobs. Most will go to masons and engineers, but at least a dozen will go to artists. Sean Dunwoody is one Rochester artist who'll be applying. He teaches art in schools, and he runs a boat-building program for teens.
This is like, I think it's about 18.5-foot-long flat-bottom boat. You would see this a lot in the southern parts of America. Our launch date is the middle of June, so we've got a bit more work to do here as far as cleaning it up. That's why I'm in here now.
The city of Rochester has its own deadline. In this case, shovel-ready means they need to break ground by April of next year. Paul Way is Art Walk's project manager. He assured me that the shovels are on hand and ready to go.
There will be no delays. You know, we have to use that money. The president wants that money used, to stimulate the economy, and we have every intention of doing that.
It may be too much to ask of a public art project to jumpstart a city's economy. But whether or not you think the country should be increasing its debt to expand Rochester's Art Walk, I came away with one clear argument in its favor. It's kind of a nice place to hang out. For Studio 360, I'm Dave Johns.
And you can see some pictures of Rochester's Art Walk at studio360.org. Is there some stimulus money heading to your town? And do you think it's going to a deserving project? Tell us about it at studio360.org.